covenant whom you delight in, behold, he shall come, saith the Lord. But who shall abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire, and he shall purify. Do you remember the days of John the Baptist? He said, I am baptizing you with water unto repentance. But there is one coming after me who will baptize you not with water, but with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Do you remember the words of Jesus? He said, I came to bring fire on the earth. When he rules and reigns from Mount Zion, friends, he is going to purge this world. He made a covenant with Noah that he would never do it with water. But he is going to purge with fire. The fire of the zeal of the Lord of hosts. And it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold of all languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. Have you heard that? Thanks for joining us here on Viewpoint today. The controversy of Zion. Become a partner with us in your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for what we're doing here through Save America Ministries, because time is very short. Prepare the way of the Lord.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our...
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of you out there, the listening audience, because it's going to be Open Line Wednesday, and we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. You want to talk about what's happening financially? We'll talk about that. You want to talk about what's going on in the Near East, the Middle East, the coming great war over there? We'll talk about that. You want to talk about the breaking up of the European Union, and we can talk about that. You want to talk about how they're destroying the health of the American people and poisoning our children and promoting autism and Alzheimer's disease? There are a million things we can talk about tonight. But you're going to have to call us at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And right here on the line, so we opened our lines, was Jeff calling from Michigan. Hi, Jeff. What part of Michigan are you calling from?
Near Lansing.
All right. Very good. Good to have you with us. And so what would you like to talk about?
Well, first, God bless you and your ministry. You really get some good information out there, so I appreciate that.
Well, thank you so very much.
And I want to make a comment here on this this idea of the pre-trib rapture of the church.
All right, fine. Now, is it going to happen on the 21st?
Well, I thought I'd bring this up because of the timeliness of it, how the world's going to end, Jesus coming back on Saturday and everything. So I thought I'd throw this out there. Before I make my comment, I just got to make sure that you and I, and hopefully the people out there in the, you know, listening audience, can kind of agree on our terms. Jesus is coming back now, and he's going to rapture the church, right?
That is the evangelical belief that I hold, that Jesus is coming back sometime for his church, but I don't think it's going to be on Saturday.
Well, I just want to make sure we know what we mean by church first. And so
right.
It's made up of Christians, correct?
Right.
And they're in Christ, and they're members of the body of Christ.
Right.
And as long as we can agree on that, then I'll go forward and make my point.
All right. What's your point?
Now, the great multitude that you see in Revelation chapter 7, those are all Christians, right? Wash their robes in the blood of the Lamb, etc.
All right. Where are you going with this?
And then I just want to make sure that the 144,000 witnesses, those are all Christians also, right?
Well, what is your point?
The point is that if they're Christians, and they're members of the body of Christ, and they've washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb, etc., then the body of Christ is the church. That teaching of Scripture can never be broken. Any Christian is a member of the body of Christ, therefore a member of the church. If the 144,000 and the great multitude of Revelation are on earth during the tribulation period, that means the rapture of the church has not yet occurred, because they will be raptured.
Well, basically, there are some people who believe in a pre-tribulation rapture. There's some people who believe in a mid-tribulation rapture. There's some people who believe in a post-tribulation rapture. So we're going to have to wait and see what happens. There are lots of very, very smart people who actually believe in a pre-tribulation rapture. I do not. Some people believe mid-trib, some people believe post-trib, and I'm a pretty pan-tribulationist. I believe it's all going to work out. I think we waste an awful lot of time arguing back and forth about something which we will never know until it occurs. Go right ahead.
I just wanted to just make one quick observation.
All right, what's the point where you're going with it?
The point is that many people have built their whole eschatology.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey Water Filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
That try to convince people that we are right and they're wrong. And I was saying, I believe that the forces of the dark side have planted people within the Christian ministry to be arguing about things that are of no ultimate consequence. I mean, I would like to know what the future holds, but only God knows the answer. Well, let's go to Jerry. He's calling from Medical Lake, Washington. Hi, Jerry. How are you doing?
Surviving.
Okay, fine. Well, if you're surviving, you're ahead. Go ahead.
I sent you a DVD, not a DVD, a CD on the Rosicrucians and the Illuminati. Did you receive it?
I believe I did, but I don't have a chance to listen to so many of the things I get.
Okay, I'm just hoping you got it.
Okay, I think I did.
Okay, now I got another thing. I would like to, if I can, make an offer to listeners of Radio Liberty.
All right.
I have four separate packages of 30 hours of DVD apiece, and they're $25 apiece. And you're on a couple of the DVDs.
All right, fine. Why don't you just get your telephone number out there? We'll let you go.
Okay, well, can I get my address out?
Go ahead.
Okay, it's Jerry Jefferson, Jerry Jefferson. P-P-E-S-E-N, DVD on the end of it, and it's Post Office Box 800, Maple Street, Medical Lake, Washington, 99022.
All right, fine, Jerry. Thanks very much. But people need to understand there really are secret societies out there. One of them is the Rosicrucians, and certainly it is a level of one of the levels of Masonry. You would go through the level of the Holy Cross, of the Rosy Cross. The Rosicrucians are real. They have a temple over in San Jose. The world is run by secret societies that are never mentioned by the major media. Thanks very much for calling, and let's go to John, who's calling from Spokane. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. There's one thing all of these secret societies have in common, and that is, of course, that they all are moving us towards a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world currency, a one-world religion, and ultimately the establishment of the one-world ruler. And John, did you have a question or comment?
Yes. I've noticed in the last few years, there's a lot of these disaster movies about the end of the world and police state government, stuff like that, for an example, there's a movie called 2012, I think, and it has some natural disasters or whatever.
Sure.
But anyway, there's a lot of talk about what might happen at the end of next year. What I've been thinking, the idea that I came up with is more than likely the secret controllers of monopoly manipulation will have their agenda in place to either announce who the Antichrist is, the global governor, the global Antichrist government. They'll probably come out in the open and make a big announcement about who the Antichrist ruler is. It's either that or they'll begin the New World Order in December of 2012.
Either that, John, or this is all simply like the fact that the world is going to end this coming Saturday, and basically they cry wolf over and over again, and pretty soon people don't believe you when you call the wolf, and that's when the wolf is here. We're just going to have to wait and see. I think that they're certainly not going to tell us ahead of time what they're planning. The Mayan calendar ends, you know, in December of next year, and certainly there's a lot of great information suggesting there are going to be some tumultuous times in 2012, and I will tell you that without any question at all, we're entering a very difficult period. That's all I can tell you for certain, but thanks very much for your thoughts on that, and let's go to Paul calling us from Texas. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines, talk radio. We need somebody to talk to, and right now we have Paul calling from Texas. What part of Texas are you in, Paul?
I'm in Galveston. How are you, Dr.
Sam? Fine. How are you listening to a shortwave internet?
Right now I'm listening to you on the computer, but I listen to you on shortwave also.
All right, very good. Well, it's good to have you with us. Would you have a question or comment?
Well, basically a comment. You had a fellow, a guest by the name of Douglas somebody on Friday and again Monday. Correct?
Yes, I did. Douglas Dietrich.
Okay. And he was talking about Satanism in the
In the military, right. He was talking about a gentleman, certainly a lieutenant colonel. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, to back up his story, if you look at, you know, he was, you know, saying that there was a lot of Satanism going on in the military. And it sounds far-fetched until you look at the Medal of Honor. And the Medal of Honor has a goddess and a pentagram on it.
Well, I will tell you, you know, I was in the medical corps, and the symbol of the Army Medical Corps is a staff with a crossbeam and two snakes wrapped around it. Most people have never even thought of the significance of the Caduceus. They hide their emblems in plain sight everywhere. We see them every day. We don't recognize them. But, you know, it's really rather frightening. Most of the people in the military are good people. But, of course, there is this very small component that are into the occult. They are at every aspect of our life. But the fact that they're tolerated in the military and that some of our top-notch generals are involved in the occult should be a frightening thing. And when you've actually held in your hand, as I have, a spoon that has been bent by a major general who was working with a special forces unit that was actually working to tap into the other dimension. And they obviously did. This is what's frightening, and of course our plea with people is, understand it's there, but don't dabble in it, because of course we're warned in the book of Deuteronomy to avoid this, I mean, the astrologers, to avoid the diviners, the mediums, the fortune tellers, because God knew how fascinating it was, and there is power there, and you can tap into that power, and you can get great wealth. But, of course, at the cost of your eternal soul and salvation. So I agree with you. I share your concern that there are these forces within our military, but they're within our universities. They're even working within our churches. Anything else, Paul?
No, that was it. I just wanted to make that point because I agree with him.
God bless you, and I think that's a point well made. Okay, let's go to Sandy, who's calling us from Yakima, Washington. And, of course, our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Sandy, go right ahead. Don't be bashful.
Okay. Dr. Stan, I heard on a local news report yesterday that the federal government was going to ban the use of the 100-watt bulbs, and they were going to be replaced with LED bulbs, which cost $50 a piece.
No, they're going to basically be replaced with the mercury bulbs that are made in China that cost about $4 each, but they subsidize them. The you could use a lead bulb, the LED bulb, and of course they contain lead. Now that's not what the LED stands for. That I've forgotten what the LED stands for, but they do contain lead. That is what's fluorescent in them, but. Basically, you can get LED bulbs that they're very expensive for $100. They haven't been outlawed. They've just outlawed the cheap, inexpensive, efficient, and safe incandescent light bulbs and replaced them with unsafe, expensive, and even more expensive light bulbs that don't do a better job at homes and must be subsidized to be used. So how do you make any sense out of it? We live in a world gone mad, and once you understand that, it all makes sense. And our producers reminded me the LED stands for light-emitting diode to the light bulbs. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But, Sandy, why do you think Congress would have voted to do away with light bulbs made in the United States who were cheap, efficient, and certainly, in my estimation, did very well to replace them with expensive light bulbs made in China that have to be subsidized by our own government to make them to the point where people will buy them? Why would you do something like that?
To break the people, that's right. So take away their independence.
And, of course, basically to build up the light bulb industry in communist China. We want to raise the living standards in China and lower the living standards here. Once you understand that, it all makes sense. If you're looking for logic, there isn't any logic.
That's right.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, and they have found that basically if you leave your incandescent light bulbs, and I'm talking about the mercury light bulbs, on all the time, they last considerably longer than the incandescent light bulbs. However, if you turn them off and on, as you ordinarily would if you want to save electricity, why, they suddenly do not last anywhere near as long. I know some people tell me they last longer, but in my personal experience, when we put in incandescent and the mercury light bulbs into the same similar fixtures, it is the mercury that burn out first. That's certainly only my experience. The government says it isn't true, but who are you going to believe?
Right.
1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Okay, Sandy, did you have any other thoughts?
Are the LED bulbs safe? I don't know anything about them.
No, they contain lead, and lead's not good for it. I think they also contain arsenic.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
You to do use less electricity because, of course, they're going to actually control your use of electricity. And basically, they have these various rate times. You know, if you use your electricity between 6 in the morning between 6 in the evening and midnight, that's one rate. If you use your electricity between midnight and 6 in the morning, that's another rate. And then if you use it during the daytime, that's the highest rate. They don't want you to do your laundry and have your air conditioning on. During that time, you can have your air conditioning on in the middle of the night. And you can have do your laundry in the middle of the night. And you can do your drying of your clothing in the middle of the night. That's what they want you to do. They want to control your life. And these are wicked and evil people. They're controlling our weather. They're geoengineering our weather to our detriment. They are, of course, altering the structure of our food. They're altering our health. They have an intense hatred of humanity. And when you understand that, it all begins to make sense because everything they do is based upon hate, always disguised as, we're just so concerned. But they're not.
Sure.
They're evil and wicked people. And when you understand their powerful spiritual forces that energize them, it all makes sense. Our number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And these are the people who control both political parties, who control the media, who control the banking system, who control the military, who control the educational system, who control our reality. It's about time we took America back, don't you think?
Yes, I do. And I'm spreading the word as much as possible.
Well, thank you so very much, and we appreciate that. And just try to get people to listen. And we're just so fortunate to have this this network up there in Washington. And certainly
I'm so grateful.
Well, you can thank certainly, Tom Reed for that. He's doing a wonderful job.
Yes, he is.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 464-8295. Anything else you wanted to talk about?
No, that's all. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
God bless. Okay, fine. Well, Chris, that's a subject by itself, and certainly you. We are having at our conference, our annual conference this year, Rosalind Peterson, and she's going to be talking on certainly of the chemtrails, what they are actually putting into the atmosphere in the way of geoengineering our atmosphere. That is getting in, and we're talking about, of course, aluminum. We're talking about barium, and you can actually measure this. You can measure it in the water. You can measure it in the soil. You can measure it in the bark of the trees. You can measure it in the seawater, in the whales, when they've actually biopsied the skin on whales. Toxic doses of aluminum. Where is our environmentalists when we need them? Why aren't they talking about the massive spraying that's taking place? I've actually seen and touched the debris that they spray, and certainly they're using contrails. I also believe that they have certainly the military vehicles, or perhaps their CIA. Evergreen certainly is a CIA Air Force that they have, and they use this for spraying. It's not the average jetliner that's spraying. They're not. I mean, the contrails you see from there are simply the condensation trails, but they can change the content of jet fuel, and there's particulate matter, there's vapor, and these contrails that they're putting up are basically creating clouds that are certainly covering over the sky and keeping us from getting adequate vitamin D3, keeping us from getting the sun rays down to give us good healthy crops and healthy people. Remember, one of the biggest reasons why people develop, say, cancer or tuberculosis or lack of immunity is inadequate D3. And when, of course, you have overcast so much of the time, created by the people who are geoengineering the atmosphere, you don't get adequate D3, and then you have people, of course, don't have the resistance to aquatic infections, they don't have the resistance to cancer and so many of the other things. In fact, when I first went into medicine, of course, we had streptomycin, but shortly before that, there was no cure for tuberculosis, unless you put the people in the sunlight. And they all got well in the sunlight. So they used to call them sanitariums, where they got sunlight and fresh air. It was all about vitamin D3. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. It's open lines, and we look forward to hearing from you.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the whole house water fluoride removal system and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Talk to our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And basically, I want to know why none of our leaders in the United States will speak out against the unnecessary war with Libya. I mean, we're at war with Libya, where you can say what you want to. We're bombing Libya. We're killing people over there. And we're killing them in the name of the fact, well, if we don't kill them, why, of course, why Gaddafi is going to kill them. Now, we've frozen Gaddafi's assets, so he can't flee the country. He has nothing to lose by staying there. He's going to be killed if he stays. He's going to be killed if he leaves. He's going to be arrested and tried for war crimes. We're doing the same thing with Assad over there in Syria. I mean, suddenly Syria, of course, the Assad family, they were seizing all of their wealth that they have throughout the world because, of course, they have put down a rebellion against their country. What has happened in America when we've had attempts at rebellion? We had certainly the Veterans March on Washington, D.C. during the 1930s. And what did they do? The veterans were marching on the White House. They'd been promised they were going to have a pension from fighting in the First World War. They were lied to. They marched on Washington, D.C. They lined the troops up, and they just shot down the veterans like dogs. And where was the outcry? Of course, they did that same thing during the Civil War. They killed 2,000 Americans who didn't want to go off to fight and kill their brothers in the South. This is what you do when there's civil unrest, and it's wrong. But if we're going to incite people for war crimes, what about George Bush and Dick Cheney for taking us into Iraq and killing almost 1 million civilians over there, somewhere between 500,000 and 1 million civilians, and a totally unnecessary war? Because Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. Well, of course he had weapons of mass destruction. George Bush's father gave those weapons of mass destruction to Saddam Hussein. And if you doubt that, we've got an article from the Washington Post called "When an Ally Becomes an Enemy," and basically it points out the fact that the Bush administration, the first Bush administration, had given Saddam Hussein the chemical warfare agents and the bacteriological warfare agents, and I don't know how many billions of dollars, at least $5 billion, because we were actually helping him, you know, sending special forces units over to help him use the poison gas on the Iranian during the Iran-Iraq war. What about that suddenly indicted Americans for war crimes? Oh, no, it's simply the wicked Assad and the wicked Gaddafi. Ladies and gentlemen, one day God is going to be the judge, and he's going to bring his judgment on this country, not because of what we've done, because the good people have not had the courage to speak out, and men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. But let's go starting out right now with Tim from Rockford, Illinois. Hi, Tim. How are you hearing us there in Rockford?
Oh, hi, Dr. Stan. I'm not sure what radio station I'm picking up here.
But you're in Illinois, huh?
Yes. I'm concerned, and lately here I noticed when we have our holidays, such as the most sacred day, Easter, well, simultaneously that Sunday we're dropping bombs in Libya. The next two weeks, we have Mother's Day, dropping bombs, attacking some alleged boogeyman's hideout, and then go back to Christmas 2010, a couple days prior. The priority was bringing homosexuality to the military. Everybody was staying late. We had to get this through or pass this legislation. So I suppose we can't even enjoy our holidays, Dr. Stan, on a nice Sunday, set out in the backyard, you know, drink some lemonade, relax. You just constantly stress and terror, and I just don't, pandemonium, I guess. But it's all a facade. I hate to keep repeating myself. But we have to be aware of it. I just like, you know, if one person could tell them to other people. Now, this summer, we're going to have roughly 500,000 American tough, strong guys on motorcycles are going to show up in Sterling, South Dakota, to drink beer and watch strippers with tattoos. If there's somehow we could divert half of them men, I know they're all patriotic, they all got flags on their Harleys, forget the Sterling, the drinking and the boozing and the loose women, head over to Washington, D.C. Could you imagine how significant that would affect our government?
Well, you know, basically they do have a time, and I forgot, it was Veterans Day or Memorial Day or something, where all these motorcycle riders go to Washington, D.C. To commemorate the Memorial Day and basically the men who died unnecessarily. But we never get people who could speak to them, explain to them about the secret societies that run our government. I wish you could give me an invitation to go there. These are good people. There are about 250,000 motorcycle riders descend upon Washington, D.C. once a year, and I think it's Memorial Day weekend, and they're there with their Harleys. These are good Americans, but we need to let them understand that our leaders belong to secret societies dedicated to the destruction of America. They are basically subversive elements that control both political parties and the mass media in America. And they've infiltrated every aspect of your life. I share your concern. But God has got a bigger judgment on this country. All we could do is talk, but at least we have a voice. And I will tell you, Tim, more and more people are becoming aware of what's going on. I'm encouraged. I've been at this for, this is going into my, 50th year, but I'm more encouraged today than I've ever been before. Okay?
All right, sir.
49th, I guess, because I got started in 62. So I share your concern. All we can do is just get the information out. But we are reaching more and more people. You keep calling other radio programs and express the same thoughts, will you?
Of course. Can I make one other quick comment?
Sure you can.
Now, there's no denouncement of this so-called attacking bin Laden and murdering someone.
I'm not even sure that they. I think this whole thing was a publicity splint. Basically, President Obama had real problems. Basically, he had put forward a birth certificate that was a phony birth certificate. Already had the certificate of birth, so you don't get both a birth certificate and a certificate of birth. So they had to do something. So they come up with this birth certificate, but they forget to seal all the various nine layers of this, and it's shown to be that it's totally fraudulent. How do you divert attention away from that phony birth certificate? You come up with an incident. Why we found bin Laden, Osama bin Laden. Everybody in the media agrees we found Osama bin Laden, and we killed him, only we won't tell who the people were in the SEAL team. We won't show pictures of it. We haven't been able to talk to his wives to confirm it really was Osama bin Laden. We've seen the stage picture of the president sitting there, you know, looking so intense, almost like he's biting his fingernails. I don't even know if that was Osama bin Laden, Obama, but it certainly gave you the impression that he was just so concerned about the outcome of this. It's all political theater.
And to show how compromised the House and Senate and the presidency is, corporate compromise, out of 435 men, I didn't see any House of Representatives pounding their fist on a podium. This is disgraceful. This is horrendous. Not one senator, not even a country. England, France, Germany, Spain, not one country denounced this.
And not only that, but supposedly Osama bin Laden was unarmed. Now, why did they have a taser gun? Bring him down with a taser gun? You mean 40 Navy SEALs couldn't take down one aged, unarmed man? No, they kill somebody. We just don't know who it was because they won't show us his picture. They won't tell us who did it. It's all political theater. We got a real problem, and what we need to do is try to get people to think. But what we really need to do is go back and look at what happened on September 11th. Because if you watch Building 7 come down that day, and you can see that on my website at RadioLiberty.com, first thing that happens is they take out the central supports on the building, and the center of the roof collapses. Then they take out the base. It was a controlled demolition. And if Building 7 was a controlled demolition, then it was all controlled demolition. Got to run, Tim. God bless.
Thank you.
And
good night.
I share your concern. Let's go to Sam calling from Kentucky. Again, the number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hey, Sam, how are you doing?
All right, how are you, Dr.
I'm doing just fine.
Hey, I'd like to get validation from something I heard from your program. And I don't want to say the name of this person unless it's valid. I think either you or a guest said that a prominent politician once said that Constitution ain't nothing but a bleep piece of paper. Do you remember saying that or someone saying that?
Well, I wouldn't have said that, but somebody has made that statement, and I can't tell you offhand who it was, but it was a prominent politician.
Okay, I was thinking about telling some other people that, but I didn't want to say it unless I had, you know, someone to point to that said it, so, you know, so I could point that out to them.
I don't want to hazard a guess at the present time, but somebody could probably look up on the Internet and pull down. And he's a prominent conservative, very much pro-life, and who has just said, why, because who pays any attention to the politician is just, a blank piece of paper. It's about time we understand it's the foundation of our country, and anybody who makes that statement should be tried for treason. They have actually sworn an oath to uphold the Constitution and defend it against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and he's one of those enemies, okay?
Yeah, I remember which politician it was, but I just didn't know who said it, who said that he said it.
All right, fine. Well, who is supposedly said it?
I don't want to say it.
All right, fine. Well, okay, maybe somebody could look it up on the Internet, check it for us. Thanks so much for calling, Sam. Let's go to Roman, who's calling from, of course, Columbus, Ohio. Hi, how are you hearing us, Roman?
Pretty good tonight. I'm listening to my shortwave radio. Hey, and by the way, talking about that, you know, the other night you were on, and somewhere around 11:30 or so, they had the other one that's on the lower numbers. I don't know if that was Ted Anderson with his spiel, and he was cutting you. I don't know why he sprang all the way from around 5 point something all the way out to 7 point something on the short wave, but I never heard the rest of your show.
I'm sorry. Sometimes those things happen, and it's always so frustrating for us because it costs a fortune to be on shortwave,
and then
hear that the fact that we're not getting out there,
right?
It ruined my whole evening by telling me that. Go ahead, though.
Well, anyway, I don't want to ruin your evening any farther. Osama bin Laden. The climax of the story is when they buried him at sea, but that's not why.
Okay, fine.
All right. Talking about tuberculosis, and I believe you know more about this than I do, since you're a doctor. And you've showed yourself more than once. You know way more than history about than I do. Okay, this here lawman by the name of Doc Holliday, the real lawman. I'm not talking about the Hollywood version. Doc Holliday, the guy that worked with the Earp brothers down there in Tombstone, Arizona.
Right,
the
right.
Real man.
Right.
Well, he was a dentist. That's how he was a doctor. And he actually did have tuberculosis. And the stuff I read about him was that some doctor or doctors, whatever it was, said he only had 2 years to live. And basically, he thought he was going to get out there in the sun, get more sun, and get out in the outdoors, and it might help him cure his tuberculosis. Well, and then he got into all these other jobs with the Earp brothers and all this. Well, actually, he lived 4 more years. So I guess what I'm trying to say is the sun did help to improve his condition.
You basically, know? It's the vitamin D that comes from sunshine that actually boosts the immune system as far as infection, tuberculosis, as far as cancer. And most of our people in America today are vitamin D deficient, which is one reason we have so much chronic disease. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
No, that's all. God bless you.
God bless you. Thanks so much, Roman. And let's go to Doug calling from Spokane. Again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
How you doing, Dr. Stan?
I'm doing just fine. It's good to have you with us.
You're always my driving partner. Tuesday and Wednesday nights, I drive across the state, and I always listen to the LA.
Are you a truck driver?
No, I actually go over there. I wholesale cars for a living. And
okay, fine.
I go over there to auction, buy cars, bring them home. So anyway,
okay, very good.
Go to this. I've got a couple questions, but off that right now, the whole Osama bin Laden thing. My wife came out that Sunday night. She was so excited that they killed Osama bin Laden. I was working the yard, and I'm sitting there thinking, yeah, sure they did. Uh-huh. You know, you think about it. People need to use common sense. I mean, this guy, he belongs to a multi-million, if not billion-dollar family. And he's in this little shack watching this little tiny TV. I mean, come on. Use your head. It's kind of like 9/11 in the Twin Towers. I always tell people, okay, take a sword, a really sharp sword, and put it in the ground. And then throw an orange at it. What's going to happen to the orange? The orange is going to split in half and fall away, and the sword is just going to stay there. Well, it's no different than an aluminum airplane crashing into steel column building. People just, they don't use common sense. It's ridiculous.
I think it is, too. And basically, the story is just so full of holes, but it was used to verify the fact that what happened on September 11th really happened. Well, what we need to do is go back to September 11th and realize they needed an incident to justify getting the Patriot Act through so they could go to police state measures to protect us from the wicked Osama bin Laden. They needed an enemy. And they needed a justification to go to war with Afghanistan because that was the path to going to war with Iraq. It was all planned ahead of time. The plans actually, according to Richard Clark, who had been the czar of terrorism, he wrote a book. He had been the czar of terrorism, czar under Bill Clinton. If you read that book, he will tell you that the plan for the attack on Afghanistan that we carried out appeared on the president's desk on the 10th of September 2001, and the following day came the justification for the attack that led to the tragic situation we are in today. And there's no question in my mind that this was an inside job, and they cannot let the American people know, because think of the implications. If they would kill 3,000 Americans to get us into the war with Afghanistan and Iraq, what else would they do? I believe the murderers are still out there, and I believe that one day they're going to have to be brought before the bar of justice. We know they killed President Kennedy. Some of the murderers have come forward and actually admitted to it. E. Howard Hunt, on his deathbed, admitted he was on the grassy knoll. And Frank Sturgis admitted he was there, told a fellow named, who I've actually a detective from Chicago, Rothmeyer, something like that. There's no question it was an inside job. We just can't let the American people know.
Hey, Dr. Sam.
Go right ahead.
I've got this. Now, back to my questions. You know, I took my house and I made it.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
And as her sons and several of the members of her family baptized, congratulations. This is what it's all about. God bless you for what you're doing, Leslie. Thanks so very much.
Thank you.
Okay, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help, and you agree with me, we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, cultural, financial, educational battlefield, and you'd like to be part of our effort, and we have over 60 outlets, and we just picked up a couple of new stations in Utah, and it sounds like somebody's carrying us in Illinois. I don't even know how we'd be getting into Illinois, but somebody was listening there tonight on a radio station. Under any circumstances, if you'd like to become part of our ministry, which is growing and having an impact, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to help, and I know many people are not, they're hurting today, and why simply pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because this is a spiritual battle. And if you feel motivated and led by the Lord to contribute, fine. If you're not able to, at least, of course, God will hear your prayers. And we really have to depend upon the Lord for what we do. And so far, he's been good. I mean, this is his ministry, not mine. We don't get paid for it. It does my poor wife, who probably works more hours than I do. And while I'm having the fun of being out here on the radio, she's up there, you know, working away and taking care of all the paperwork. But as she said, this week's been terribly, terribly slow. We're just not getting the orders in we ordinarily do. So if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and help us get it out. You need to hear our talk on the forbidden secret and the dark secret and get the syllabuses that go with them. You need, of course, to get the DVD on the Trilateral Commission. You need, of course, to get the material we have, certainly the Beautiful Side of Evil. It's a DVD by Joanna Michelson. Fascinating. You need to get, of course, the DVD of Constance Cumby talking about the emergence, the coming world leader, what the people who are his disciples tell her about the coming world leader. And then the four tape set we have with Constance Cumby, it's called The Aquarian Conspiracy. Four tapes or four CD set. And then, of course, we have used copies of The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. The book has been out of print for some time. I've pleaded with the Constance to get it reprinted, and for one reason or another, why she hasn't. That's certainly her business. I love Constance. I think the book should have gotten printed. She just never got around to it. So we actually have bought up used copies of it, and we make them available through Radio Liberty. And you can get them by calling and all of the things I mentioned by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to know how they contaminated the whole nation with a cancer-producing virus intentionally, covered in a book, a second-hand copy is once again The Health Century, authorized by the National Institute of Health. And it's a fascinating book. But the part on how they intentionally, knowingly, when they knew the cancer virus was there, disseminated it to millions of people who still carry it today. About a third of our population has the simian virus 40 that produces cancer in every animal. And it gets sent from mother to children through the placenta. And this is one reason we have so much cancer in America today, the Health Century. If you want to understand chronic fatigue and all of this myriad of chronic diseases so disabling, the book Osler's Web, please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and hopefully in a moment or two, they're going to be the views of Mary Maxwell, and we're going to be talking about her amazing book, Prosecution for Treason. And Mary, of course, is American. She has dual citizenship. And she's living over in Australia at the present time. And we just found out we have the wrong telephone number for her. We got through to Thailand. Well, of course, she's living in Australia. So somebody may have gotten the wrong number. And if Barbara's there, she might bring out our little silver or look up Mary Maxwell and our little silver computer to make sure we check the... we've got Mary Maxwell on the line. We're fortunate. Hi, Mary. How are we doing?
We're doing fine, thank you.
All right, fine. Well, Mary, of course, has written a book called Prosecution for Treason. And basically, it is a book. It's published by our good friend Chris Milligan. It is the sort of book that every American needs to read. It's a very disquieting book because so many things that Mary says in this book are absolutely true. They're things I don't like to think about. But, of course, we have to think about them if we're going to be effective in this great battle we're engaged in today. So, Mary, first of all, why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself and how you happened to write this book?
All right. Since you just said that it's a bit disquieting, I must say I never thought of it that way myself. I tend to think of it as a sort of celebration of the Constitution and maybe a celebration of our old way of doing things, which is to stick up for the truth and celebrate the process that is known as reasoning and logic and things that we used to get off on.
Well, I love your book. I really do. I mean, but certainly you bring out so many things I know to be true. And sometimes we sort of forget them about what happened in the Oklahoma City bombing. What really happened at Katrina? Because I've studied all of these things exhaustively, and yet you brought up even things I didn't know about. So basically, of course, what Mary's trying to do is to try to get us to think, and think about the wonderful nation we had and how we're losing it. Go right ahead, Mary.
Well, since you just mentioned Oklahoma City, I used that example instead of 9/11, as I think it's easier to follow a smaller story, and there are certain personalities in it that you can, you know, interview and read about, and you can really find the truth on that one without having to be called a major conspiracy theorist. I mean, all you have to know is there are facts that show that the Oklahoma City bombing was known about by our government before the day it happened. So, as you say, I guess that's disquieting, but it's not very disquieting anymore because we have become used to those things. Maybe we're getting to be too used to them, and I don't think we should accept any of them ever.
Well, I don't think we should either, and I think we have to realize that the media lies to us. And Chris, as far as Timothy McVeigh was concerned, he had actually told his sister. He ripped to his sister, and he had basically said, I'm working for a special forces unit involved in illegal activity. And, of course, she told this to Jim Keith, or Jim Keith got a copy of the letter. Jim Keith wrote a book called OK Bomb. And you know what happened? Why, Jim Keith died a very mysterious death from a very minor surgical procedure. And, well, people occasionally die when they're young, but it doesn't happen. But then shortly after that, his publisher dies. And then shortly after that, his wife dies. The book is called OK Bomb. And then
nobody's wife, oh, my God.
Right, and we'll be back in just a moment. And then, of course, the rest of the story is the fact that Timothy McVeigh told the same story to the gentleman who was sharing his cell there in the prison in Colorado before he was executed. And basically, the man wrote a book. It's called A Secret Worth Dying For. I think his name is David Hammer. And Timothy McVeigh told the same story to Terry Nichols, who told it to his lawyer. And the lawyer's been trying to get the fact out. The fact that most Americans have never heard that Timothy McVeigh obviously told at least three people that he was part of a special forces team carrying out illegal activity. And as he told David Hammer in prison, I will never get out of here until I'm executed. Go right ahead, Mary.
All right. On the same note about Timothy McVeigh, I presume that he also made statements to the effect that he was mind-controlled, and that's so common that you just wonder how many hundreds of thousands of Americans have come within that system, either by the rather complicated old methods where they had to take you away as a child and perform torture and, you know, really mess up your life totally, or more recent methods which seem to be as simple as hypnosis. Have you looked at the YouTubes, by the way? I saw you on the YouTube today. Tried you out, and those are very good.
What YouTube was that one?
I simply Googled for Stan Montreat, and it came up with quite a few YouTubes with you in it. You're wearing sort of a dark green suit.
Well, it's not about ham, but go ahead.
And you were quoting Abraham Lincoln from 1838.
Oh, I love that. I love that quotation.
Very poignantly, I must say. Now I've lost my train of thought about either Timothy McVeigh.
Well, basically, we were talking about Timothy McVeigh, and Chris, the fact that he was mind controlled, and I have no question he was.
I was going to say, one of the videos on YouTube, which is startling, but of course, we can't be sure if they haven't faked it. It shows about 20 college-age students sitting on chairs, like fold-up chairs, and the teacher comes by with a toy monkey in his hand and has the kids imitate the monkey. And apparently they're all under hypnosis, and they do exactly what he says, whatever the monkey does. All I wanted to say there is hypnosis is possibly quite a simple way to get people to do things and to be told under hypnosis that they will not remember afterwards that that's where they got the instruction to do such and such. So I think it's just a cheap way of mind control. But Timothy himself was part of the real, you know, big military-type mind control there.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought and be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We're talking with Mary Maxwell. And Mary, of course, has written a book called Prosecution for Treason. And we're going to carry this book. And we're going to actually do a number of interviews with Mary because there's so much material here. She was simply talking about Timothy McVeigh and the Oklahoma City bombing. And I'd given you earlier, of course, three instances where he had told people that he was actually a part of a special forces unit involved in illegal activity. I also, of course, Mary was saying she thought he was part of mind control. I believe he was, because I know from at least three separate sources. Now, these are things I know. I mean, I know I talked to his very close friend who told me that a psychiatrist, a CIA psychiatrist, kept coming to see him, and McVeigh didn't like to see this man. His name was Jolly West, and everybody who studied CIA mind control will recognize that name. And then, of course, we know that I think Howard Phillips told me, one other person told me that Jolly West, Dr. Jolly West, was coming to see him. CIA mind control, going right along, working with Sidney Gottlieb. Unfortunately for Jolly, why he died shortly after the Oklahoma City bombing, because, of course, well, it's sort of like, you know, when the pirates bury the treasure, you've got to kill everybody who knows where the treasure is. If you are working for the CIA right now, and you want to remember, of course, how they reward the people who work for them. Go right ahead, Mary.
All right. Since you mentioned the name of my book again, I don't often hear it said. I'm so, you know, deeply into the book, I don't see the forest. But the name of the book, after all, is Prosecution for Treason. And of those two words, it's really the prosecution that I'm involved in the various chapters of the book. Not so much treason, for the following reason. Well, because you can prosecute on the grounds of other felonies, like assault, easily. The mind-controlled girls, for example, were very much assaulted, so you can bring a prosecution, I hope, on that grounds without even ever proving that the persons doing it were guilty of treason. But another reason why it's hard to get people excited about treason anymore is that we all seem to realize that many people in many countries don't consider their own country to be their, you know, their social unit. They are in a social unit with others from other countries. So if we were to say that, let's say, that the mastermind of the Oklahoma City bombing was, I suppose, an American, not necessarily, but probably, can we say that that person was a traitor to his country? Well, yes, we can and we should. That's exactly what he was. Although he would, of course, put it in different terms and say, well, I really work for the wonderful world government that we all should have one day. Hey, forget it. you know, we have to apply our laws according to the existing reality under which those laws were made, and that is you don't go around killing members of your own country and blowing up buildings in your own country, as that is a treason. However, in the book, I'm not so worried to make any particular prosecution turn on that particular crime of treason. I would rather the miscreants be brought forward and tried for anything of which they are guilty, and of course they're not, because the judicial system and the executive branch are in cahoots on so many things.
All right, you go right ahead.
All right. I would say that the judiciary we think of as the third branch and as being involved in enforcement of the law. It's a very vague and confusing thing there, because law enforcement does seem to be under the executive branch, and that would be true of any of the 50 states as well as the federal system, whereby the judges can come into the picture later when a dispute is brought before them and they must make a judgment. Party A or Party B is going to be.
Well, I think that there's no question at all. These people are involved in treason. But first of all, we have to convince people that these crimes have been committed, and that's where I think you do such a good job. For instance, talking about the Oklahoma City bombing, there was certainly something called Elohim City. Timothy McVeigh was affiliated with Elohim City. He was also affiliated with a man named Andreas Strassmayer, who came from an intelligence family, a German intelligence family. He was in this country illegally. He was involved with trading the people at Elohim City and terrorist techniques and bombing and the use of automatic weapons, all of which are in violation of our laws. And also, he worked for one or another branch of government. I talked to gentleman reporter from the Sunday Times, who actually worked in Washington, D.C., an English citizen, and he had actually interviewed Strassmayer after he had left the country. And I actually have the taped interview where he said, Andres, why don't you tell us what really happened at Oklahoma City? And Strassmayer said to him, I couldn't tell the American people. They couldn't take the truth. Now, Strassmayer's back in Germany at this time, and you'll actually hear, or you get our four tapes set on the Oklahoma City bombing, you'll actually hear my interview with this newspaper reporter who currently writes for the Sunday Times, certainly one of my favorite reporters, who actually said, Strassmayer told me the American people couldn't accept the truth of what happened at the Oklahoma City bombing. Go right ahead.
Dr. Stan, since you mentioned that, he means people are in denial, I think. I was in denial after my dear husband died for a long time. I mean, I wasn't saying he didn't die. It wasn't that kind of denial, but it just sort of wasn't there for me. And yet I knew I was doing that, especially as my sister kept saying, you're in denial. And I could see it, and I was so fascinated that my own brain could put up this, you know, big barrier against accepting the reality. And I think that everyone's brain is quite capable of doing that. And I might say that one reason why my book is kind of a happy book to read is, at least if a customer comes along not knowing what they're going to read in it, and they find that I'm saying it really is marvelous that we have the Constitution and that we have so much, you know, going in our favor, I'm just hoping that that might make them not want to spin into denial, as they might if I were to say, everybody's going to get us, they're going to bomb us, they're killing us. I'm saying something quite different, which is that we have the upper hand. We, the citizens, really do have the upper hand.
Well, let's talk about some of the specifics, though, that you found out about the Oklahoma City bombing. Because the philosophy is fascinating, but the important thing is to convince people that we were not told the truth. What did you discover about the Oklahoma City bombing that the average person doesn't understand? But who was this fellow? Was it Yancey? I think it was a reporter there. Pardon me, he was a police officer, and there were a number of people involved one way or the other. There was a doctor there who was asked to bandage up some FBI agents. You point out a number of people affiliated with the Oklahoma City bombing investigation who died under very mysterious circumstances. That, I think, is what people
right.
would like to hear
just
about.
Take
Why don't you
one
go through that point by point?
The bandage fellow. That's really an easy one. I don't see how anyone could reject what has happened here. His name was Don Chumley. I don't know if he was a GP or what, a specialist, but he just happened to be working near the bombing scene because his daily clinic is there, and he showed up fairly soon, and then he was asked by two federal agents, I believe they worked, you know that inside that building there were many federal employees, and two of these federal agents asked him if they would bandage the arms of these two men to create the impression that they had been injured. See, they weren't in the building at all, and they really should have been in the building. It's going to be a little hard to explain how they knew enough to stay out. So he said, no, I'm not going to participate in that. And then, don't you know, a few months later, he dies in a small plane crash, and unfortunately with his little boy as well. Don't just go around crashing into a field, do you? I'm not a pilot myself, but I think if you're going to crash, it would be on landing. He just crashed nowhere still. So we can assume someone either shot him down or that the, you know, the mechanism of the plane had been jiggled with before he even got into it, or that the plane nowadays can be lowered to the ground by remote control. In any case, I assume the fellow was murdered. Well, I don't really know it. He may not have been murdered, but then you put it up against another man in the same situation or the same Oklahoma City bombing story, and that is he was a police officer right from the Oklahoma PD, and his name was Terrence Yeakey, Y-E-A-K-E-Y.
Yeakey, so, okay, fine. Yeakey, yes, go ahead.
His first name is Terrence. And he was founding explosives. As soon as the building blew up, and, you know, it allegedly came from ammonium nitrate in a truck or something. I think it was the famous Ryder truck. But it seems that that wouldn't have been enough to knock the whole building down. And good old Officer Yeakey, who thinks he was just doing his normal job, says, wait, look, I have found these bombs. Well, they weren't going to let him live long enough to reach a courtroom either, were they? So the next thing you know, he was soon suicided, which means his body was found in the woods, and I think his wrists were slashed, but I'm not too sure of that. Maybe it was gunshot. But
his wrist was slashed, and he had bullet holes in the back of his head. Several
in the back of his
right,
head.
Right.
Well, it's always a good place to shoot yourself. And the wife, they were divorced. But the wife said, it's not true that he was reacting, you know, emotionally to our divorce. And by the way, why is the government or the media stepping in to say, that's why he died, he committed suicide? He was having marital problems. Well, if she, the ex-wife, hasn't stepped forward to make that story, who is anyone else to make that story? And if they're making it up, why?
Basically, of course, we've been lied to about what happened. Certainly, the 168 Americans died. Everything points to the fact that this was Timothy McVeigh did not take down the building. He was simply a front for a special forces team that was involved in killing those Americans. They wanted to see how much they could get away with. They wanted to use that to pass a new anti-terrorism legislation.
Which they did.
Go right ahead now. Do you have more of the specifics?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
That Timmy the McVeigh drove, but basically the government didn't want that story. In fact, there was a whole flock of people, of Iraqis, who were living in Oklahoma City at that time, who were involved in this plot to take down the building. Now, basically, Ambrose Evans Pritchard was the reporter from the London Times who actually interviewed Andreas Strassmeyer from Elohim City, who was involved in one way or another with training the people there in explosives and automatic weapon fire. In fact, almost everyone at this Christian Identity Center, not too far from Oklahoma City, was working for one or another branch of government. Certainly, Carol Howe was working for the BATF, and the Reverend in charge of the enclave, he was working for the FBI, and Andreas Strassmeyer was probably working for the CIA or the NSA, and there were three or four others. They were all working for the government. All these people involved in terrorist activities, government agents. We can't let the American people know that. And as I say, Andreas Strassmeyer, pardon me, Ambrose Evans Pritchard, I have his tape, and you can get that four tape set from us. Ambrose Evans Pritchard talks to Strassmeyer after he's escaped the country and gone to live in Germany again. And Ambrose Evans Pritchard said that he was told by Strassmeyer, "I can't tell the American people what really happened. They could not accept it." Why? Because we don't want to believe that there were people within the highest echelons of our government who killed 168 Americans that day. And besides that, there was one leg left over that didn't belong to anybody, that they tried to cover up by burying it in the wrong coffin. But basically, of course, they cannot let the American people know. I don't know who was behind what happened there. Somebody does know. The murderers still got, but they got away with it. And that emboldened them, and then, of course, the following year, where we had the downing of TWA 800, there were 180 people who saw the missiles coming up that brought down the plane of TWA 800. Not one of them was allowed to testify in Washington, D.C., so they killed those people as well. They knew they had the control over the media that should give them confidence. They could get away with what happened on September 11th. And they did, and we just confirmed they got away with it because they used the supposed murder or execution, or call it what we will, Osama bin Laden a couple of weeks ago. They're saying, well, it was all right to go ahead and kill this unarmed elderly Arab. We don't know if it was Osama or not. Probably wasn't, but it was all right to kill him unarmed, suddenly helpless. Just shoot him down and then dispose of his body, because they won't let us see the pictures. They won't let us, certainly don't tell us who did it. All we know is what we've been told. They tell us that they're sure it was Osama because they had his DNA. How did they get his DNA? Well, we don't know how they got his DNA, but they suppose they collect it from the body and then they quickly get rid of the body. And the whole story just doesn't smell right. But it was a great diversion. It took our attention away from the fraudulent birth certificate that President Obama had presented the previous weekend. You had to do something to draw people's attention because Obama has been putting out a fraudulent certificate of live birth and then comes up with a fraudulent birth certificate. Why, of course, this could bring down the whole of the presidency. They need a diversion.
May I interrupt you, Dr. Stan, on the issue of the birth?
Go right ahead.
Well, a couple of times there you've just said how high up are the people that are doing things, and we can't seem to get close enough even to find out, you know, what they're doing. But I want to bring it down to a lower level, and I'd also bring it right down to every one of us. By the way, are we going live on the air right now? Are people
we are right live
okay.
on the air right
All
now.
Right. Well, I want to tell everyone who's listening, I blame you. Now, don't hang up. I blame you in that we certainly had our chance last year to at least make a stink all over the place to each other about the fact that someone with a questionable birth certificate was running for president. I think it may turn out that he has a perfectly good one, even though, yes, this one they showed on the video the other day is fake, but he perhaps is a very eligible president. And, you know, this is just a bunch of a hill of beans to make a fool of everyone, but even if it were a hill of beans, last year when he was not yet elected, August, and the news came out that something was fake, then the citizens didn't say, no way is he going to get into the White House.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. All right, Mary, go right ahead.
All right. On the birth certificate matter, I would say it was in the hands of each of the 50 states when they sent in their, you know, they send their members to the Electoral College. They actually send pieces of paper. In other words, if you're in the state of California, some real human beings who are the electors do meet in a certain room, probably in the Sacramento, and then they send their decisions off. And when those 50 pieces of paper came into Congress, which is where they are received on a very certain day, I think it was like January 4th, to be opened, at that point, anyone in any of the states could have said, wait a minute, my state, I'm not going to let you send in some votes for someone who looks very, you know, questionable, just as regards that one point of eligibility. And no one in any of the 50 states did that. Now, there were some lawsuits. I recall that a man named Fred Hollander in New Hampshire, he was the first one with a lawsuit, and that had to do with McCain. And he, the man, Hollander, who was suing, was a Republican, and therefore was afraid that McCain would become the nominee, would then be declared ineligible because he, McCain, was born, you know, Panama City, which is not the U.S., and then he, Fred Hollander, would be disadvantaged on Election Day, having to perhaps cast his vote for the other guy, and at that point nothing had come up on Obama's birth certificate. So he was simply saying, please, don't force me to have as my candidate, as my nominee, a man who seems to be ineligible. Let's put it before the court and say, is McCain a proper man to run for president? And the court in New Hampshire, that was a federal district court, I'm pretty sure it was federal, I have to think about that for a minute, but they not only wouldn't take his case, not they dismiss it, in other words, they take it, but they rule on it that it's to be dismissed, and not only did they dismiss it, but then that judge went to the media with a kind of contemptuous remark about Fred Hollander. Well, that to me raises questions. I mean, a judge doesn't do that. It must have all been part of a sort of a way of just telling everybody, don't be going to court about these things. And then several people in California, I believe his name was Allen, or maybe his first name was Allen, and he also took his case to court because he was running for vice president. Are you aware of who I'm talking about?
No, I'm really not.
Well, it was during the Obama thing, and he was saying that he has
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Mary Maxwell. Her book is Prosecution for Treason. It's an excellent book. Mary, before we go on, I want you to tell people how they can get to your website and get your information that you would have available. Of course, your book we will be carrying. It's called Prosecution for Treason. How can people get to your website?
Okay. You can either just go in with the usual www, prosecution for treason, and it's not case sensitive, so it doesn't matter if you capitalize the prosecution or the for or the treason, and then it's .com. And there is my whole book on PDF form. It's about 300 pages. You can certainly turn to the second screen in my website and get individual chapters by pulling them out piece at a time. Each one is about 22 pages, so it would be fairly painless to try it out. But really, for the trouble of printing at home, I think you should instead buy the book. It's only $9 or something. Amazon or Trinday Press has it. And should you forget that the name of my book is Prosecution for Treason, if you can remember my name, Mary Maxwell, you can always Google and even put in the wrong word, of course, but something related to treason, and you'll soon enough find your way back to my website. And there on the website are current articles that I've written, but also the whole book. But it's worth owning, buying the book, just for the number of appendices that are documents that I think you would use. I notice I've reached for the book to use it as a reference myself several times, and I think it's worth owning it in bound form, not just on electronic form.
Yes, I'm really sorry it doesn't have an index in the back of it. But
oh, yes, it does. It does, but you know what? It's too short, and you might just flip over it and not know it's there. But right on page 360, I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, yes, you are right there. It's right at the very back of the book.
It goes from Agnew to, wait a minute, who the last entry is? We have one called Zygote. No, Yeeky. Your friend Terence Yeeky is the last one. There were no Zeds. Down here in Australia, do you know I'm in Australia? You must have if you phoned me. We use the name Zed, and I'm from Boston, and the first time after I had lived here for many years, and I went home and I said to my sister, something from A to Z, and she said, A to what?
All right, fine. Well, then, of course, you have other excellent sections on other major issues. Is there anything else you'd like to bring out about the Oklahoma City bombing that you think is important?
Yes, okay. Since you said a few minutes ago that one of the pastors at that the church, or the Elohim City, was doing naughties, and I haven't been on that investigation. I didn't know that. But there's a case where you can bring the whole thing down to a local level of your religion. Now, if it weren't your religion that is at that group, it's not so easy to do. But I myself am Catholic, and last year when I was reading some of the 9/11, actually more ago than last year, probably a few years now, there was a fellow who is a Franciscan priest, and he is one of the ones who early on said he was on the road near the Pentagon on 9/11 going towards a funeral at Arlington National Cemetery, I think that's what he said, and he saw the plane and he described it and all that. Now, I have never had a chance to follow up on that, but as a Catholic, I would just not let him get away with that. He can't do that. He is my priest. He is a Franciscan. He is not allowed to say that he was on the street and saw a plane when, in fact, he didn't see a plane. And so any Catholic can get in on that, can make the stink just among Catholics. We can't let a priest say that, you see. So many of these terrible things that are done at high levels can be brought way down to lower levels.
Well, let me tell you, Mary, that I did actually track down a Catholic priest who said on my radio program that he saw the plane flying into the World Trade Center, into the Pentagon. Now, did he really see it, or was this a hologram of some sort? I talked to two people who said that they saw it. A friend of mine, Karen Lee Bixman, actually tracked down six people. But they have the ability to holograms. I mean, I've been to Disney World, and I've seen those ghostly figures dancing, but there aren't any ghostly figures there. They're holograms. So they can play games with our minds. Now, they could have been lying, or he could have seen a hologram. We don't know what he saw. He may have been a government plant, certainly, who's frankly lying. But, Sydney, they have the ability now to make us see things that really aren't there. I mean, it's the most amazing thing. I've even seen animals that can talk on television, and I've seen animals that certainly can carry on intelligent conversations. I've seen this little baby on television that talks all about his stock market portfolio. and basically, of course, they can play games with our minds. They know how to do it. They can do whatever they want to, and we think we're seeing things, and we're not. But go right ahead.
Maybe so, but the point is that this priest cannot hide himself behind national security in the way that anyone else in the Pentagon can. So if you try to insist on a direct interview with someone who's wearing a badge somewhere in the Pentagon, they can simply disappear from you, right? And they send out their public relations, what do they call, spokesperson, or I forget, the public affairs director will come forward and give you a line, and you never get to really shake that person by the shoulders and say, wait a minute, what did you say? What did you see? But if a Catholic priest can't do that. He's in his parish, and he is accessible to everyone. And even if you would think it too aggressive to knock on the door and ask for him, you could write and ask for an appointment to see him, and he can't really say no. So this is an important matter I'm bringing up, that rather than have everything way up there where none of us really know how to deal with it, and we all have the feeling that they're so high up they can get away with it because they can manipulate everything, that's not true of the lower decks. And 2 days ago I printed an article which you could easily find on Google. It's called Law Deans Bring Home the Bacon. And it went like this. Deans of law school, but this is only the best in all the high top law schools in America, they get an average of, well, 6 years ago, they got $460,000 per year salary. I'm sure it's by now $500,000. So why is a law dean getting that kind of money? The same, his work is similar to that of any other dean elsewhere in the university, dean of languages or dean of whatever. He simply is responsible for the last word of hiring and firing and changing the curriculum and listening to student complaints. And he can't be doing much of a different job from them. So why is he worth that money? And I'm saying he's worth that money because it is more important to someone to be able to shut up those who would technically be able to, you know, challenge what a judge is doing. So to make sure they're all on side, they are given a huge salary. By saying that, I'm pointing out to people, and I quoted the book of Jane Jacobs, which is called Dark Age Ahead. She says we have to start revitalizing the ethics of the profession. And just as I said, we Catholics can, you know, really investigate that particular priest. So can you, if you are related to an academic situation, crack down on or otherwise ask for explanations from members of professions, academic professions or medical professions. It is a much easier personal access because the word national security can never come into it. If you have complaints about what they might be doing to us medically, physically, pharmaceutically, whatever, you don't have to go to the highest level, such as the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, the CDC, Center for Disease Control, HHS, Human Health and Human Services Administration. You can start with your own doctor, and if he's not willing to give correct answers to you, you can very simply approach the licensing board of your state. They have to listen to your complaints, put them in writing, and then that doctor has to be called forward to give an explanation. Of course, he may give one that is very satisfactory to them, so then they wouldn't proceed to sort of like a trial. But usually they do proceed to a trial. And if you ever want to have fun reading juicy gossip, just look up on Google for your state's medical discipline or whatever you call it, and you will read every month, it's always public after all, this is a public problem, you will read that Nurse Ann Smith has been suspended from nursing for the next 5 years because she pilfered some Valium from the, you know, cupboard, or whatever these other doctors or medical people have done that have been complained about, and they have been disciplined. So it's a great worry to all of them, even to be brought forth with a complaint. Even if the complaint fails in some way, you know, they are duly worried that they will be disgraced. So if you have a complaint that can be brought to a lower level, not way up there where they can say, sorry, it's a national security problem, we cannot give out the information, it's classified, goodbye, at least you'll get somewhere.
All right, fine. Is there anything else you'd like to bring out about the Oklahoma City bombing that we have not brought out?
Well, I noticed that Jesse Trentadue hasn't been in the news lately. Have you? Are you in touch with him at all?
Oh, yes. I've talked to Jesse, of course, the lawyer, pardon me, the brother of the gentleman who was actually beaten to death, because he looked very much like a member of the Aryan Nations who was supposedly affiliated with Timothy McVeigh. And the people in the jail thought he was, and they beat him to death. And he wasn't at all. He was simply a guy, and he happened to have a brother who was a very tenacious lawyer who had actually brought a suit against the FBI for lying and perjury and won $1,250,000 settlement, but they won't pay off. And, of course, all the information about the murder in the prison there in Oklahoma City has been suppressed by the media. The last thing they want the American people to know is they kill people in our prisons, they bludgeon them to death, and nothing is ever done to the people who've done that. We do this sort of thing, we torture prisoners, at least it's come out, but of course we justify torturing people. Oh, well, my goodness, we couldn't have caught the wicked Osama bin Laden. Wasn't it wonderful we got the Osama bin Laden and we shot him down like a dog and dumped his body in the ocean, only we don't know it was Osama bin Laden. We don't know what happened at all. And you certainly can't justify torture by the fact that we got Osama bin Laden when I personally think he'd been dead for at least six or 7 years. But go right ahead.
All right. I want to advertise in my book that the appendices are well worth the price of admission. And there's one of them called Appendix J. I gave it the sarcastic title, Russian Mind Control. It's actually the verbatim copy of a memorandum to J. Edgar Hoover from Alan Dulles. It's dated 1956, and it's supposedly describing how they do it in Russia, but at the same moment, of course, it's describing the methods by which you can make a man lose his will to tell the truth or his will to even protect himself. And I consider that Appendix J in my book, Prosecution for Treason. And when you read it, you will soon see that if they put a man through the paces, he won't be able to tell anything like the truth because he is strictly motivated to tell what he thinks you want him to say, as it's the only way to relieve the extreme pressure he's under. So anyone working with torture knows that you do not get good information from torture, so that not a reason to use torture. And furthermore, there are other drugs, which I guess you are a medical doctor, right, Doctor? You know about
things
like scopolamine and sodium amytal. There are ways to loosen a person up, not to mention a good
brandy. You must understand some people enjoy torturing other people. That, of course, is what's so tragic about this whole situation. And Dick Cheney is one of those. And we have a wonderful book written by a woman who he had been part of a program of torturing. It's called Transformation of America, T-R-A-N. CE formation.
You're pretty brave advertising that one.
Right, and so basically you have to understand we're dealing with organized evil. And Dick Cheney, who of course justifies torture, has enjoyed torturing naked women, and they want to read the story about one of the women, but you're never going to read about that in the New York Times. I've met the woman. Her name is Kathy O'Brien, a lovely lady. Of course, when I first met her, she was a basket case. I said under CIA mind control, and now, of course, she's recovered, and she has her faculties about her. Her books, Access Denied and Transformation of America, are available from Radio Liberty. We have the last supply of them, and you'll want to get them while they last. The Transformation of America, T-R-A-N-C-E. That's the one that tells you about this heroic man, Dick Cheney. Go right ahead. But
yeah,
you're absolutely right.
Only in the bracket of about $24, so, you know, you can't really resist it. And she also tells, I think, about AIDS being distributed to Haiti and many other things, even about the 2,000 the year 2000 plan for the educational change, which was called No Child Left Behind. But I don't want to go off onto that subject other than to say her book has loads of top-level political,
You've really got into a lot of fascinating books. You've got so much great information on AIDS and autism, and you cover so many things in your book. And, of course, the appendix to the book tells where people can get that information. Isn't that right?
Yes, but I want to challenge you on something you said a moment ago about Mr. Cheney being organized evil. There you go again, Dr. Stan. You're making it sound far away. I mean, who could ever get at something called organized evil? In fact, he and his buddies that go in for torture, I think it's fairly obvious, and you could almost predict it in another situation, whereby if the few are trying to control the many, the few, I mean, that's a hard job, right? They are doing it rather successfully. A number that's somewhat under 1,000, I think, people are at the top, and they are virtually controlling every country in the world, such as this latest nonsense with Libya, Ivory Coast, and what have you. They're able to do it. Now, their life can't be easy. I'm not trying to say I forgive them, although I think I actually might forgive them, but that's not what I'm trying to say. It's that once you're up there, you're a Cheney in that position, you are going to be involved in performing torture. It goes with the territory. There is no other way for a very small number of people in the modern age when everyone has, you know, a certain amount of wealth and knowledge, unlike perhaps when we were just living in a tribe and not having anything like literacy, but where everybody's in the know and you're still trying to maintain control, you are going to go in for things like extreme torture or extreme weirdness because it's just there in the situation.
Well, they have to kill people, and they do kill people. And ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't actually seen our four-tape set, our four-CD set on Deadly Assassins, where I actually interview professional assassins trained by the CIA, we'll be interviewing Jesse Ventura in a week or so. He's written a book called 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read. One of them is a CIA manual on how to assassinate people. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, tax dollars at work. How do you assassinate people and get away with it and confuse and deceive the public?
I'll tell you.
Go right ahead.
You don't let them get away with it. And by the way, I want to buy that four tape set. I hadn't heard about it, so I...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades.
For it, well done, she has a lot of great references. But basically, you must understand we are involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, cultural, educational, financial battlefield. But it is, in my estimation, a spiritual battle. And, of course, what we need to do is get people educated, understanding our Constitution, understanding the enemy, and then, of course, bringing them before the bar of justice. And there is a growing movement. You'd be amazed at how many people are becoming aware. If you, as suddenly we're doing what I do 5 hours a day, talking to people across America, people who've never done anything before, who've never been aware before, are suddenly becoming aware, are suddenly committing themselves and joining in this battle. And if you'd like to join and do something, you can help us. How do you do it? You join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and if you're in a position to help us financially, why, you'll get our four best CDs or tapes of the month, you get our monthly newsletter, but more than that, you'll be helping us to maintain our growing number of stations all across America. And so you do that by calling 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not simply a member of the radio, they can't afford that, you can get our newsletter, you can go to our website, we post it there, you can pull it down for nothing. You can listen to our programs at our website for nothing, they're free. You can watch our videos up there, they're free. You can certainly read our newsletters, you can certainly listen to our radio programs there 4 hours a day, it's free. We hope if you're in a position to contribute, you will. If you're not in a position, that utilize the information. You can copy anything that we have done and distributed, as long as you're not making a profit in the process. And then help us get the information out across America. Sometimes you might want to get a dollar or two just to cover your expenses. That's fine, as long as you're not selling it at a profit. Covering expenses, fine with us. We want you to get the information out. But we need to get people to understand that behind everything that's going on are powerful spiritual forces. And this is not simply a group of people who are after power, although they are after power. And they're not simply after wealth, although they are after wealth, but they're motivated by dark spiritual forces. There have been secret societies since the beginning of time. And certainly, we even go back, and you can go back to the time of Nimrod and Semiramis. And in fact, many people believe that that the Statue of Liberty is a replica of Semiramis, Semiramis, and basically the exact pronunciation varies with who you talk to. But the Statue of Liberty has nothing to do with America. You notice the seven rays on her forehead? Those are occult rays. And if you read occult literature, it's all about the seven rays of initiation. If you notice, of course, that she certainly is holding a torch, and this is the emblem of masonry. And basically, the statue was made by masons. It was built by masons. And this was talking about the liberty, not American liberty, but liberty, equality, fraternity, the slogan of Masonry, a revolutionary organization founded in the occult. And the modern-day certainly duplication of the ancient mystery religions. Their emblem, you'll find it on the back of the dollar bill, a pyramid cap